So I think anybody else on the first round? Barbara had a question again. Did you still have that, Barbara, or did you get an answer?
Yeah, I, I would just like to hear a little more about the campus campaign. You talked about this one professor who's requiring something. I wanted to know, what is it that's being required? Is it similar to students being required to buy a particular textbook?
Yeah,
are they being
it is.
Required to buy an archive of some sort?
Yeah, what he does is he comes in each semester and he custom creates two CDs full of 11 hours of material that he handpicks. So each disc has 11 hours, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Fannie Lou Hamer, W.E.B. Du Bois, James Baldwin, something like that, mm-hmm. you know. And then the next CD has Noam Chomsky, Angela Davis, mm-hmm. whatever. You know, 11 different custom recordings. And each one he sells to the students, our set price is $10 a disc. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I went to college in the 80s at UCLA, I would get a chemistry book that would cost me $125. And as a starving student, $125 could be the difference of, like, eating mac and cheese every night or having a regular meal or starving. But, you know, $10 or $20 for the two discs is completely affordable for getting these original source materials. And so we set the price low, and each classroom has like 30, 40, 50, 60 kids, mm-hmm. students. And, now we have to go through Barnes & Noble bookstore, which really is not the choice we would like to do. We used to go to the classroom and do a presentation, and the students would buy it from us like right there. But Barnes & Noble got their hands on Cal State LA. And so we sell our discs to Barnes & Noble for $20, and then they hike it up to $35. Mm. So they're making money off the students, which is not
off
terrible.
Of us.
Yeah, off of us, too. You know, it's like, wait a second. So they're making a buck off of our legacy because they can, because they're on campus. But, again...
Because
yes.
the professor is required to order things through them.
Yes.
Probably
yeah, he's required to. He tried to get around it, and he was just hammered. So we have to go through Barnes & Noble. But, yes, so the students do actually buy two discs for each one of their classrooms.
I just one little follow-up. Is there any – have you done putting these things on thumb drives? Or is there any contemplation of doing that instead of a CD?
Yeah, we've thought about it. We've offered that to him, and he's like, no, everybody likes the CD thing. It's easier for them to put it in their CD players in their cars. And there's, he just came up with a bunch of arguments. He knows that we have the jump drives, mm-hmm. but he elects to go with the CDs. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing I will say about the CDs is that we can print labels on the actual CDs.
Yeah.
We've got these great campus campaign labels that has our logo, our contact information, our address, and then a description of everything that they're listening to on the disc, which we can't do with the jump drive. So, you know, if anybody just sees it lying around, what's this? Oh, there's Pacifica Radio Archives material. So there is a visual component to it. But, yeah, we could go jump drive. We're prepared to do whatever. I think our main goal is to make more professors aware that they can do this. They can put these original sort instead of requiring a student to read a book, which, you know, back when you're 18, 17, 18, 19 years old, I mean, I like to read, but if I get to hear Malcolm X or Martin Luther King given a passionate speech in his own words, that's what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just need to really make this audio collection, my goal is to raise awareness that these resource materials are available. And, I think if we start reaching out into the, the black colleges, the women's colleges, and just more colleges. You know, this was just really done, you know, this professor sought us out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we had a little bit of breathing room, we could start outreaching to these campuses and setting up a great outreach program that would bring in a lot. You're going to see a line item in this budget one year, and you're going to go, what the heck are you going to do with all that money?
I'm sorry, I have one light follow-up thing with this
sure.
topic, and that is the professor is required to purchase it this way, but I'm assuming that you also have contact with the libraries at schools because they purchase all kinds of materials, and they have staff who catalog things when they come in, and I've done this myself. I mean, I've been in that kind of a position, and I don't know whether the professors are prevented from asking the libraries to order the materials that they need for students, or, you know, I mean, maybe as you venture out into this particular world of
yeah.
You can make sure that you're in contact with the libraries, because they could be ordering things for departments or for student bookstores that they have on campus.
That's a very good suggestion, and that is very true too. We have a choice. If we go after the individual professors, then we can get, you know, more students
mm-hmm.
to purchase these materials. It's a greater resource if they're in the library for everybody to use, but it's less revenue for the archives.
Yeah,
so it's.
There may be a way
to consider.
Have both, you know,
have
the students be able to purchase their own copies, but the libraries be the center of the commerce.
That is a very good suggestion. Yes. Thank you.
Right. There are also public libraries separately. I'm going to put myself back on the stack. I do really want it. Okay. Paul as well.
Oh.
As we go through the second round. Did you want to go ahead, Paul?
Oh, I have a short thing. Are all of these USB flash drives that you are putting out, are they all made by Lexar?
No, actually, they're not. We actually have a vendor that customizes them for us, and he puts our logo and Pacifica Radio Archives stamp. It's silk screened on. They're not Lexar, but I will tell you this. We have like a 99.9% success rate when we duplicate them. I've worked with a few other vendors. One that was cheaper that was in Canada that got his shipments from China. And we would have problems all over the place. And KPFK, they had like a whole batch of like 1,000 that were just failing, and it was a nightmare. We just alerted them, and we just have a really high percentage of success rate with ours. So they're not Lexar, but they are high quality and rarely fail. And I'm knocking on a piece of wood right now to make sure that I don't jinx myself.
Well. Part of why I ask is you keep calling them jump drives, and jump drives is a registered trademark of Lexar.
Oh, okay.
I want to not call them that. USB
okay.
flash drives is generic. And
yeah, flash drive. There you go.
USB flash drive.
Thank you.
Nobody can sue you for that.
All right, I'm writing that down.
Okay. I just wanted to see what that was.
Thanks.
Putting myself back on the stack, I think that... some of what I hear you saying, I think it's a really good strategic direction in terms of thinking about the archives becoming a revenue producer for the entire foundation. And I think, one way to convince the stations, for example, to do what KPFK is doing with getting premiums from the archives is that the potential is there by doing it that way to reduce central service payments, in a sense.
That is true.
The income in that way, which is, you know, sort of the fee for service, in a sense, it reduces the need for central service payments to balance the budget of the archive. So I do think that, you know, going forward, I think there's a tremendous potential with that material to, you know, produce revenue streams of different kinds, whether not only grants, but the campus campaign, and just, you know, as it becomes better known and can be merchandised to people, you know, I think the whole social media era, people tend to be tuned into, you know, kind of, if I can get something on iTunes, you know, we should figure out some way to provide a stream of things that people can access, you know, for a small fee for any given item, and, you know, produce, you know, hopefully as it becomes, you know, a little more viral, let's say, you know, would begin to produce more income.
I think getting the awareness out is a big first step.
So what I understood you to say is that, in a sense, the other give in this budget is that it is at 100%, which I think is, you know, the staff certainly deserves to be paid, you know, full-time and for a full-time, you know, a full-time position. And so it seems like if there's a failure in the central service payments, that's probably... one of the things that would happen is it would have to, you know, reduce the personnel costs by reducing people's hours. So
right.
I think do want to, you know, I mean, I know that the KPFA and KPFK budgets that we have seen, as far as I know, do maintain the current, you know, central service payments at the level they are. And hopefully if we can encourage all the stations to, you know, to fulfill that premium sales to the stations line, that would go a long way towards, you know, securing your, I don't know if that, you know, I think what you mentioned earlier about the stream of the program materials, I did have a question about that. Is it possible for you to get that off the stream, or is that not good enough quality? You know, as BAI is streaming their audio.
It's probably, we'd probably be much better. I mean, I guess we could. We don't have the bandwidth here at the archives to do that. I think that's what Otis is doing. He's but he's already maxed out, I believe, in a lot of different ways. But yeah, we don't have the bandwidth here to be able to grab five different streams four additional.
So it is
streams.
A matter of the stations having to do it to record it
as
it's going over the air at their station and send it to you.
Exactly. It's a higher quality if we get it that way.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But you're right. But getting the stations back up to utilizing the archives and getting their station premiums back up to what they said they were going to do, that's not our number. We didn't make that number.
Yes, right.
That was the station's numbers. And, you know, KPFK, they've just, you know, in the last fund drive have used our Jimi Hendrix documentary, our Jim Morrison documentary, and our John Coltrane pack. And it's done really well for them, you know. And, you know, in this position, KPFK makes a majority of the money. You know, we offer it at $3, and they're selling the pack for $100 or $150.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they get a lion's share of the money in this way. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense that the other stations don't utilize these legacy recordings. Now, you know, I think the one argument is like it's the same old program. Well, you know, if you look at SoundCloud right now and if you look at the Pacifica Radio Archives page, John Coltrane, which is the same old program from 1966, is continually getting thousands of clicks every week. I mean, there's a new generation of music lovers that come around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, it's true that you can't, as a pitcher, if you are the person pitching that thank you gift, you better not be that person that is bored with that recording. You better be the person that's fascinated with the legacy of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're bored with the recording, nobody's going to donate. Like, this is the same old thing that we've been offering for the last 30 years.
I heard somebody else trying to get a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes. Serene.
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
Hi. Okay, thank you. Hi, Mark. Question
Hi.
For you. Does Mariana send out monthly invoices to the stations for their central services? Do you know?
Yes. Yes, she does.
Okay. Like 10 days ahead of the end of the month, or...
Yeah, I think she does it. I think she does it mid-month for the next month, and then she starts phone calling with each of the business managers after that.
Okay, great.
To follow up. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So are we in a position to take a motion to, recommend the incorporation of this budget into the consolidated budget as a recommendation to the PNB, or there?
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
I believe that we are in that position, but we don't have the numbers that we have from central services are not the real one. We need to make those decisions. But the budget, I move that we approve the budget. We need to just actualize the numbers from central services, because the PMB didn't approve it yet, but it's the only change that the budget will have. I don't know.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Someone had to speak to that?
No, it was myself.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think that what I suggested as far as the process is we would make a recommendation at our next meeting about the central service payments. And so, we would incorporate this along with whatever we come up with that is needed for the P&O into a recommendation that would go along with the consolidated budget recommendation to the PMB. PMB has a meeting the first Thursday in November. So we could still meet next week and discuss the P&O budget, and then a recommendation on the central service payments. And then based on that, we can look at the station budgets the following week, November 1st, which will still be before the PMB meeting. And hopefully the stations will be able to incorporate into a balanced budget for each of the stations, the central service requirements that we're looking at.
Then I move that we approve the budget with the proviso that we would change, obviously, the amount for the central service one that we have it, but I move that we approve the Pacifica Radio Archive budget.
Okay. The one thing I would say is the other proviso would be that we incorporate the cash flow page, the projected cash flows for 2017.
Yeah. Okay.
So, is people, Arpal, do you have that down? Or
what I have is
I have a question about the wording of.
Hang on a second.
Adriana's motion.
Yeah. Well, let Arpal read what he has, and then we'll see
how
the wording
is. To approve the PRA FY17 budget.
Okay, so what are the provisos that people want to add to that? Barbara, what was your question?
Well, I didn't want to add one. I thought Adriana was adding one. And I guess she was just continuing to speak about it, but wasn't really, I don't know whether she was adding it to. She said, and when we change the central services, we will go back and, change it in the budgets. And I thought, well, is there really a change in the central services being planned? Does she believe? I would say if there's a change rather than when, if she had that as part of her motion.
Okay, Adriana, do you want to speak to that?
Well, what we know for sure that the PMB didn't approve what we passed. What this committee recommended, it means that we need to, and that was part of today's meeting, I was thinking, to come up with a formula, but we need the Pacifica National Office budget to talk about that. The numbers cannot be final in the revenue for Pacifica Radio Archives because we don't have that number. But the budget, that doesn't change the budget. I mean, the part that had to do with their part of that budget. Right? That's why I was thinking.
Okay. Calling myself, as information, the motion that was defeated at the PNB only talked about the central service payments for the national office. It didn't mention the archives central service payments. So I think what we're saying is that we're going to incorporate these archive central service payments, which were the same as last year, going
at
forward
the same
to
rate.
The year 2017 at the same rate. That hasn't been denied by the PMB, just hasn't been considered by the PMB. So I think the only proviso really is that the budget incorporate the cash flow for projection for 2017 and correct any of the errors that appear in the spreadsheet as presented.
Or Paul?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. We need to see some more stuff and have the error parts corrected. And since this isn't going to go anywhere, I would really prefer that we put off the motion to approve this to the next meeting, maybe, and deal with it then. Because I think we need to actually see stuff instead of saying we'll approve this and we're going to see corrections and more information later on. I don't think that's a good way to deal with budgeting this stuff. So that's my point.
Okay.
Barbara, with a question.
Sure, go ahead.
What are the corrections that we're talking about? I thought the only thing was something added in the cash flow tab.
There are various parts in the budgeting cash flow forecast on the October 4th spreadsheet that are showing errors, and we should, you know, see those. Those errors should be corrected. Plus the other cash flow for that we need to see. So I think, you know, I've said what I said. So
yeah, Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
No, I think we need to get this budget out. We can make corrections along the way before it goes to the PNB, but I think we need to vote it out. We're short on time, and we need to get these things rolling. I don't see any major adjustment that needs to be made. I think we need to vote it out tonight.
Okay, so, there is a motion on the floor, which is to approve the budget, and I suggested a proviso that it incorporate, with the proviso that it incorporate the projections of the fiscal year 2017 cash flow and correct any errors that are in the spreadsheet. So that is, I'll say that's the motion on the floor, and we'll say that R. Paul spoke against that motion, I guess.
Okay, so with the proviso that it, say it exactly so I can write it down.
That it incorporate the cash flow projections for fiscal year 2017 and correct any errors that appear in the spreadsheet. I guess we're going to vote on that. Is that okay with people?
Yes. If you need a second, I don't know. I may forget.
I don't think we seconded.
Yes,
in
right. Probably don't.
So, Arpo, you want to call the roll? It sounds like
deal with the amendment, which is to add with the proviso. The amendment is that we add with the proviso that it incorporate cash flow projections for FY17 and correct any errors that appear in the spreadsheet. You might ask if there's objection.
Yeah. So any objections to that, adding that amendment? Okay, hearing none, that's incorporated into the main motion, which would be to accept the budget with that proviso. Other objections to that?
So, are we on the main motion now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me copy the main motion. I think I need to do something there. So yeah, I think we should go to a vote.
Okay, that's fine. So, the our pulse consideration was to wait till we see it before we approve it. Other people expressed the need to kind of get this done. So we'll make a vote on the motion to approve it with that proviso that we just added.
Okay, so it's to approve the PRA FY17 budget with the proviso that it incorporate the cash flow projections for FY17 and correct any errors that appear in the spreadsheet. Nick Arena. Fred Blair?
I'm going to pass.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Joseph Davis?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Going back. Nick Arena? Fred Blair?
Is that?
Nick Arena, are you there?
Nick is not here. It's Nancy. Nick's not
he here. Sent an email saying he would not be present at the meeting.
Okay. Been looking at the spreadsheet.
I'm also going to abstain.
Okay. And that's, okay, it's 6-4-0 against 2 abstentions. And is Nancy Sorden then on the call as a director?
Yes.
All right. I got to put that in the minutes. Thank you.
All right. So thank you, Mark, very much for your work on this and your presentation. And we still have to incorporate this into a consolidated budget that we'll be recommending to the PMB. So changes might still happen.
Right.
But we would look forward to getting the corrections that were mentioned in the proviso.
Okay. Very good. Thank you all very much for your time.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Sure.
Good morning. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
So let me look back and see where I have the agenda. Here we go. All right.
Date for the next meeting.
A point of information.
Yeah. Go ahead and Serene.
What's your question? So did we pass the motion about adding Efren to the listserv and making you a moderator? Okay, I'd like us to do that before we leave. It wasn't on.
I sent out a revised agenda, so I'm trying to scroll down to that if somebody else has it in front of them. Okay, so we had actually what remains on the agenda is a check-in on the state of the station budget proposals, additions to the NFC Yahoo groups or its replacement, scheduling a future meeting. So just to fill people in who didn't hear earlier, there is no proposal from the P&O, so that would come up next week. We have a meeting that is already scheduled for the 25th. And at that meeting, we would look at the P&O budget and then discuss the central service payments proposal. So the next item of this agenda is just to check in on the state of the station budget proposals. I know that the KPFT LSB was looking at their station's budget. Did that happen and was something approved, Adriana?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have our meeting with the business manager. It was a really productive one. We are in the last little changes, but we are arriving to the conclusion that we want, and we hope to have it by our next meeting, to have at least the preliminary, and then I hope that our LSB will approve it once that we...
LSB? Okay, so when is the LSB meeting? Because I think we're going to see it before that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The LSB meeting will be next month. But we are having our meetings with the business manager and solving the little difference that we have. We are trying to balance that budget and make it more real. And I think that we will be able, probably by our next meeting of the National Finance Committee, to present the preliminary budget that will be approved the next month from our LSB, but the preliminary will probably, we can present it to the National Finance Committee.
Okay. So KPFK Local Station Board did receive the budget with a couple of different possibilities from the manager. They passed a motion suggesting some revenue enhancements, and the general manager has incorporated that into an additional tab on the budget. I haven't gotten that yet, but when I do, I'll forward it to the committee. There are several alternatives, essentially.
Michael, are you allow the treasurer to make any comments?
Please.
Okay. Yes, we last Sunday we received a revised budget from the general manager, Leslie Radford, and it's not balanced at this point, and there's problems with income, and as Michael's noticed, we did pass a motion that. There needs to be increased income for the station to balance the budget. Okay. Is there any additions, mm-hmm. Michael, that you remember from the meeting?
There's a continuing concern that the budget proposal, which people have seen, has lower central service payments because of the obligations under the arbitration agreement, and so all of that's got to be considered here at some point as well. WBAI. We had a preliminary one.
Have had nothing new, and if you look at the at what we sent in, it's labeled by the general manager as a draft of a draft, and it certainly is that. It's not even a draft. It's preliminary of a preliminary. In fact, when the local WBAI Finance Committee met on October 6th, we had seen it, and we didn't actually address it because it really is too far out to be taken seriously at this point in time, and we have urged the general manager to work on this more, and I believe he is working on it more.
Okay, I just to say, to report back, I guess, on this, I did send to all the general managers in the IED a letter referencing the need to get budget proposals, you know, that correspond to the template and incorporate all the tabs. And I've advised them that at this point it looks like we're going to be looking at those 2 weeks from tonight, although, you know, we have to finalize that on this agenda. That's the item on schedule of future meetings. So I'm hopeful that sometime before then we will get something in the format that we can incorporate into a consolidated budget for the foundation and present it to the PNB in November, but we'll see what happens.
Could I point out the national office is supposed to be doing the WBAI FY17 budget. The general manager sent in the draft of a draft because other people were saying, oh, you should send something in, so he sent something in. Part of the reason, I believe, why he sent in what he sent in is because he also is under the impression that the national office is doing the WBAI budget. You remember earlier in the year, Sam Agarwal, the CFO, said, yeah, they were doing that. They were going to get information from the general manager, and they were going to do the budget themselves. So I am still under the impression that the national office will be producing the actual budget that this committee will look at.
Okay. Well, I did forward again to the national office people, the finance and otherwise, all of the documents that we got from Sam talking about what remained to be done when he resigned. So,
this is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, in some of his parting documents, Sam made reference to the fact that BAI seems to think that the national office was going to do the budget. And so it wasn't something that he himself had said repeatedly. But at any rate, we need to get a budget, and I think they have enough to deal with in the national office. If we can take a look at what the general manager submitted, say what needs to be, indicate what needs to be changed, and just get on with it. At this point, we need a budget. It doesn't matter much from whom. I mean, I appreciate the fact that Berthel is picking up something that originally he wasn't expecting to do. But the point right now is to just get a budget in. I don't think we need to spend time talking about who promised to do what. Okay. Many of us recognize that, you know, people like words, but it's actions that count.
Okay, well, at this point, we're just checking on the state of it. So it sounds like the state of it is not very advanced, and we have to make sure it gets to the state that we can use. We'll leave it at that. WTFW? I'm sorry, go ahead.
The committee has never taken it up. I'm sorry. This committee has never taken it up. It's been about a month that we've had it.
Yes, what I said earlier in the meeting, I don't think you're on it, is I don't think we can take up the rest of the station budgets until we finalize some kind of proposal for central service payments based on the P&O budget. So at this point, what we're looking at is that we'll get a proposed budget for fiscal year 2017 from the national office that we can look at a week from tonight. We have a meeting scheduled.
I emailed to that effect earlier. I just don't understand why we keep discussing. Nothing has changed about the BAI budget. Since it got here, we haven't discussed it, and nothing will change until we discuss it.
Okay. Well, we did discuss the WPFW budget in one round. It was not really in the format that we were looking for. Nancy's or any, or Tony, anything to be said about that one?
I don't have any new information since the last time we discussed it. I don't know if Nick gave Nancy any information.
He doesn't have any. All information that I got from Nick is that he doesn't have the budget in the template format yet, either that they have received the, he thinks they've received the template to work on, but I just shot off a message to Jerry, what you just said, that it's needed in 2 weeks and in the template format, so if he didn't know before, he knows now.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. And please, I remember sending the email when we received it, but, the budget start October 1st, and the one that we received was starting in September 1st. That's why I think that it's important that they put it in the right template and with the information that we should receive to compare. I mean, it's really important, and it's more than a month, I think, that since we received that one, and we need to see it in that format, because if not, it's difficult to work with. I don't know who, Nancy, you know, if Nick can do that, or I don't know, Bob, who will be doing that in your station?
Last year we worked in conjunction with Markeisha. And I don't know if we're going to be working in conjunction with the person at National Office who took Markeisha's place or not. I don't know. The bookkeeper at KPFT was doing it.
for us last year, and we were, you know, telling her what to change in the template and all, and she was doing the changes. I don't know. I don't know where that was left when Sam left with the, you know, what was supposed to have been done.
No, but my question is, according to what Nick told us, they do the, I mean, I don't know, him, the LSV, they do the budget. What we are asking is that budget put in the right way for us to consider that? And that was last month.
Yeah, the one that was submitted was done by Bud.
Yeah, well, is any way who can communicate with him? Because the problem is that we need it in the right way, in the right format, and with the right information.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, I mean, so that's true for all five stations. You need to get a budget document that incorporates the actuals through the entire fiscal year 2016. And then has projections for fiscal year 2017, including cash flow and so on. So I'll communicate as the chair of the committee again with, I've been communicating this one with the general manager since it's not clear who's fulfilling the business manager role at different stations, and with the national finance staff, and we can pursue that so that we see if we can get such documents or if otherwise we'll work with the next best thing that we have. So, anyway, that concludes, I think, that section of the agenda on the check-in. Next item is the NFC Yahoo group, or its replacement.
I'm sorry, Michael, Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead. Adriana?
Do we receive an actualized budget from KPFA?
We made a presentation on August 16th.
Yes.
And there were questions that came in by email after that, and they were all answered.
I'm sorry, but I remember that the request is for everybody, and I think that our poll already did it. We need to receive the budget. We sold the complimentary tabs like we have. We sold the other budget. And that was not the case with KPFA.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
I don't want to have who said, or the general requirement that all five.
Uh-oh, Michael, we lost you.
That was sudden.
We lost Michael.
Sorry, my ear must have hit the mute button on my phone. I'm saying that I don't want to get into a back and forth about this. All five stations need to produce for our meeting. It's on the agenda to do it, but we haven't done it yet. 2 weeks from tonight, we need to have a meeting at which we can look at the five station budgets based on a prior discussion about what the central service payments need to be, and hopefully those budgets will incorporate that proposal, which is still only from a proposal from the committee at best, and need to incorporate actuals for the current fiscal year, or the last fiscal year, I should say, because we're already in the next one, but it should include the actuals through September and projection, as much of the actuals for October at that point as we have, and projections going forward so that we're dealing with reality. How that's going to happen, I don't want to talk about further, or whether it's happened or not already. All five stations need to do that.
I would like to ask you a question. When you say the proposal about the central services rate, you are talking about not just leaving it as it was this past year. Is that what you mean?
I'm saying that the PNB rejected a proposal from this committee to do that. So when we hear the national office budget and needs, we're going to have to make a new proposal. Maybe it'll be the same as the one that was rejected. I don't know. We can't tell until we have the data in front of us. And we're going to ask the stations to incorporate whatever that proposal is, understanding that it's only a proposal from the National Finance Committee, into the budgets that we would look at the following week. This is getting kind of circular because we haven't gotten to that point in the agenda, but I'm proposing a meeting for that purpose on November 1st, and I've actually put it on KPFTX already. So it might be the same if it looks like that will be sufficient, or it might be different. I can't speculate about it further. I haven't seen a budget from the PNO. We just agreed that the PRA recommendation will be the same as it was, because we just approved the PRA budget based on that existing formula.
I would like to comment, Michael, that when this system of looking back a few years and averaging and then arriving at a figure that each station then would know what it needed to pay ahead of time, and was a wonderful change from the process that had been prior to that, which was a kind of haggling every time there was a fund drive. Okay, now you made that much, now you owe us this much. And it was just, it made planning easier, it made budgeting easier. So now when you say we need to see what the national office needs for us to then decide what we're going to pay, I feel like we're kind of going backwards.
Adriana?
Yeah.
But I'm happy if what you want to do is discuss this at, I guess you're saying, the November 1st meeting.
Yes, Adriana and then myself.
Yes, because Barbara wasn't obviously in the PMB. What we said, nobody's talking about, the formula will be similar. I mean, have an amount that everybody knows. What the discussion on the PMB was, till we know exactly what are the needs from the national office, and we don't have a budget from the national office, we cannot tell the station what to pay or what percentage. But the discussion there was that 15% probably wasn't enough to cover what the national office, we need to know what the national office needs, and taking that under consideration, then we can talk about percentages.
Yes, so I put myself on the stack. If you recall, or I can't remember if you were on the committee or not, I was as the treasurer previously when I was not on the PNB. When we came up with this current version of the formula, we actually reduced the central service percentages for both the National Office Central Services and the PRA Central Services, on the basis that we would look at the unmet needs of the PNO and the PRA. In other words, how much money did they need to operate? What were they raising from other sources? And the difference would have to be met from central service payments. That's how we came up with the formula, and it was a lower percentage than it had been, which actually relieved the station of some of the burden of central services payments, because we, as opposed to having a fixed formula and then the money went in willy-nilly, this formula was based on what was needed for that coming year for those units to operate. So we still need to do that again. Even if we have the same idea of the formula, the same format of the formula, if there are larger needs or smaller needs, we could increase or reduce the percentage. That's how the formula was created. So I'm going to leave it at that, because we have to do that. It's not adjusting it month by month, but it's saying we have to meet the needs of the foundation overall. And the main place that comes from is from the money generated through listener support at the stations.
I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead.
I think that is something that we should consider too with the National Finance Committee that the way that we structure the budgets, we put central services are not part of the expenses. And what we were thinking that should be it, the way that is if they are the total expenses and then come the central services. And I think that should be included like part of the cost, because the national office produce pay, for example, for a bunch of things that are central, are essential for the units. That's why I think that at some point in time we need to start the conversation how we put in the budget that central service, right? Because I think that is part of the cost, and we should put it there. But.
Yeah, I've raised this multiple times over the last several years when I was the treasurer, and what I get back constantly is that it's different because it's an internal, transfer. It's not, within the accounting system, it's not handled as an expense. But I think the main thing is that the stations need to understand that to balance their budget, they have to incorporate those central service payments as part of what they're covering. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on to the agenda, it's the NFC Yahoo Group. There's been a concern raised apparently about using Yahoo groups in general because it's not clear that the content then is owned by Pacific anymore, and there was some discussion about the need to set up groups, through the system that, handles the a Pacifica address in some way or the internal listing. But it might be more than we can handle at this point, and maybe it's something the PME has discussed. So I think right now we're just looking at the question of who's on the Yahoo group currently. I think that we need to have somebody on there from the national finance staff. So that would be Efren, and I think...
I move that we add Raul. Okay, but I'm sorry that we add Efren now from the national office to our meetings.
Okay. Any discussion of that?
What? Okay. Can I hear that? That's ask him to come to the meetings.
Yes.
Put him on the list. What?
But yes, because it's the only way that before we had the CFO. And I mean, it's the only way that he can communicate with us and we can communicate with him.
Yeah, I need the exact wording of the motion.
Do you want to repeat that?
Yes. I've had Efren Larines from the Pacifica National Office to the Yahoo group, the finance Yahoo group.
Okay, so you're just talking about the Yahoo group at this point.
It's the only one that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our Paul for staff.
All right. Our Paul, go ahead.
Yeah. I have in the past advocated that Pacifica get itself together enough to host all of these things on some Pacifica server. This, however, is a kind of a big deal, especially in Pacifica, and especially now. It would have been less problematic years ago. It would be a big deal to do that. I used to work in this kind of area, and it's not a trivial thing to set up mailing lists and groups and places where you have your files set up. And to protect them, as we've all seen, hacking happens. And so this is, I think, a very large issue, and it probably isn't an NFC issue. I think there's a technical committee somewhere in Pacifica that would need to deal with this, and they would really need to look at the technical aspects of it, because that's what counts. As for owning our own content, I don't think Yahoo is lusting after owning the minutes of these meetings or any of the budgets that we've uploaded. All of this stuff is public. The only non-public things are a few confidential things like minutes of executive session meetings and a few other things, and I don't think Yahoo's after those either. So I don't think there's a real need to go after this right now, especially since I don't think it's been discussed in Pacifica, and it would require money and reassessment of resources and reallocations of resources and maybe even hiring people, which we can't do. So,
yes,
for another time.
Yes, I agree with Radpool. Michael, are you there? Well?
Michael, did you hit mute again?
Yes, no, I'm sorry. Somebody called on my house line, and I thought, you know, because of it might have been somebody trying to get on this call again or something. Anyway, I'm here.
I moved to adjourn.
Wait. We're not ready to adjourn. So there was a motion to add Efren to the Yahoo group. Was there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, I assume that's passed. And R. Paul, you'll do that?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, and the last item.
You can do it too, but there you go.
I'm sorry?
I'm pointing out that I made you an owner of the list, so you can
Okay.
I'll do it, but I just
all
need
right.
you to remember.
Okay. Okay. I'm an owner of the group with the KBFK OSB address. The Gmail address?
Whatever address
okay.
you're
all
using.
Right. Okay. All right.
Here, you
okay.
Got.
All right. The last thing on the agenda is scheduling of future meetings. So my proposal is that we schedule an additional meeting of the NFC for Tuesday, November 1st, at which we would be looking at the station budgets based on the idea that at the next meeting, which we have scheduled already for the 25th, we'll look at the P&O budget and at the question of central service payments for the national office. So the motion would be to schedule a meeting on the November 1st to look at the station budgets. Any objection to that?
Okay, I have. Would this be a special meeting? I think it will. So if we schedule a special meeting?
I'd rather not call it a special meeting because I don't want to be restricted to only dealing with the budgets if somebody else comes up that needs to be dealt with. I'm sorry, Adriana, what did you say?
It's not a regular meeting. We have the 18th, the regular. We have the 25th. If we schedule other meetings, should be special meetings, and we can put a broader thing, like dealing with all the budgets or something like that.
Yes, I'm saying I want to make it an additional meeting, but I think if we call it a special meeting, we're restricted in what we can deal with at the meeting unless we have some kind of super majority. So I don't see why it can't just be another regular meeting.
Well, put a description in front of there, some kind of a meeting, so we can write it down and vote.
Some kind of a meeting.
I'd prefer to call it a regular meeting at which we will look at the station budgets.
So approved.
All right. Our
okay. So, our poll, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I have to say that the chair has already scheduled this, and I think that shouldn't be done. I think we should always wait until the committee has voted on it before putting it up on KPFTX and noticing a meeting. Otherwise, we could get into trouble. I mean, it's not as if there's no time. It needs 7 days, and it's been up there. You know, if we put it up tonight, it was up for 2 weeks already. So I hope that in the future we will not have meetings posted that haven't been approved by the committee yet. That's all.
Okay.
I apologize. I did it earlier today. I just didn't want anybody else to schedule something. But I appreciate that. It should be approved by the committee as a whole. Anyway, that is the proposal that the committee approved the meeting on November 1st. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, the next item is the adjournment. And so thank you all for your participation, and we'll talk in a week.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.